play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball.
Back here at John Field Gym right now, playing up our national anthem here prior to tonight's contest between the Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors. National anthem from Galesburg High School. Now back down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Now tonight, before starting lineups are announced, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we would like to honor one of our Streaks players for a milestone achievement. On December 27th, Kiara Kilgore became only the 16th Galesburg women's player to score 1,000 points in her career. Kiara is only the third Galesburg women's player to reach 1,000 points in her junior season. And while we honor Kiara, we also honor all her teammates who have gotten the rebounds, handled the ball, set screens, and made the passes to help her reach 1,000 points. In honor of Kiara's achievement, the coaching staff would like to present her with a basketball recognizing this achievement. Congratulations, Kiara Kilgore! Let's stand up and give her a big one. Let's go!
Now our starting lineups with Bill Allison.
Now here are your starting lineups. First for the Golden Warriors, number 3, Delele Amankwa. A senior, number 4, Olivia Turner. A junior, number 12, Olivia Melcher. A junior, number 32, Maggie Rousey. And a sophomore, number 42, Madison Austin. Sterling coached by Taylor Jackson, assisted by Jeff Wing, Casey Carbaugh, and Devin Flick. Now the starting lineup. Not yet. And now, let us meet the starting lineup of your Silver Streaks. A 5'8 junior, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A 5'7 senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A 5'4 junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A 5'8 junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a 5'8 junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels, Kelsey Legg, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Field Gym, getting ready for the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Sterling Golden Warriors. I was just mentioning Eric off the air, the Sterling girls, through the entire video and all that. They were just standing out there on the floor after they were starting lineup. I would have had them come back to the huddle. Come back and wait. But anyway, Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, silver and black trim. Sterling in their road, navy blue, gold numbers, gold and white trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Soraya Boyd at 5'8", and Madison Austin, 6'2", and a sophomore for the Golden Warriors. Sophomores won here tonight 44-40. Varsity action just underway, and Soraya wins the tip again. Goes to Antonia Kistler. Now it is Capri Ferguson, cross midcourt right side. Sterling comes out. In what are we playing here?
Looks like a 2-1-3-1.
1-3-1, maybe. Yeah, that's what I wasn't sure. Okay. 1-3-1 zone. Streets got to figure that out. Alexis bounces to Capri. Back to Alexis, right wing, right corner. Stolen away. Streets turn it over on their first possession. Down court, knocked away. Recovering as Olivia Turner missed the shot. Madison Austin with a rebound put back. So it's a 2-0 Sterling lead. Quickly back to the other way. Kiara Kilgore drives in, splits the defender, scoops it up off the glass, got it and one. I believe it's going to be Madison Austin with a foul. Great move by Kiara Kilgore. That's one of those things she's been able to do. That's why she has got over, she's over how many for her career?
Over 1,100,
over
right?
1,100 because she scored over 100 at the
I think she's closing on 1,200 at this point.
Missed the free throw. Foul went against Maggie Rousey. And now we got a jump ball tie up on the rebound, and the possession error points towards Sterling. Golden Warriors with the basketball. We are tied at 2, 7:23 to play here in the first quarter. First game back after the holidays. First half game of the Western Big Six Conference season. Nice home-heavy second half of the season.
Can't complain about that, especially if the weather turns.
Absolutely. Left wing, it goes to Turner. Turner working against Kiara Kilgore. Top of the key, it is Rousey, Maggie Rousey. Maggie Rousey. Now right wing, it goes to Turner. Back out high. Rousey gets hold of it and just double dribble with it. caught it, dropped it, dribbled, caught it, and
I think in all the years we've been doing this, Tom, they've called that twice.
I know. Layup missed that time by Delilah Amankwa, and the Streaks have it. Kiera brings it across, gives to Capri, right wing Alexis Ederson, back to Capri Ferguson in the center circle, left wing Kiera Kilgore. She'll pull the back out. Left baseline goes to Alexis Ederson for three. Short rebound, weak side. Soraya Boyd hustles for it, and then a reach is going to be called against Rousey. That's going to be her second foul.
Well, Soraya could have a big day if she keeps in mind that against the 1-3-1, there's a lot of weak side rebounds to be had because the defense shifts so much.
We got that down at least in one of the games down at the tournament in Mattoon where she had a big rebound game because of that. Left wing, Antonia Kissler with us. 6:22 to play first quarter. We're tied at two. Out high right side, Capri Ferguson.
Oh,
backdoor pass to Antonia Kissler and has to kick it back out. It got knocked away. And it's going to go off of the Streaks last and the second turnover by Galesburg.
Well, that's one of those that if you don't get it to Antonia right away, you got to know if you're Capri, you can't go in there because by the time she passed that ball, the defense was collapsing on Antonia, so even though Antonia caught the ball, she had nowhere to go with it. That was a huge carry at half court.
Yeah, Monk gets it across. A nice look underneath to Rousey. Missed the easy shot. Kiera with a rebound.
She didn't jump.
No. It was full court pressure by the Streaks, and yeah, that did kind of a reverse pivot and carried the ball. They didn't see that one, apparently. Alexis Edgerson out high right side. Right wing. Nearly carried it herself. Now gives to Capri between the circles. Picks up. Back door, try to get to Antonia, but too much traffic, and the Streaks turn it over again, third time already in this ball game.
Well, and again, another pass by Capri trying to force it in there. You've got to understand what the 1-3-1 is doing. It's trying to get you down. It's giving up the baseline to take you off the wings. So
now the big 6'2 center misses a three-pointer. That was Austin. Rebound Antonia Kissler. Quickly up the other way, Alexis Edgerson, right wing for three. Too strong. Got Kiera with a rebound left side. Whew, couldn't quite get it to fall, but gets fouled. She'll go back to the free throw line and see who they whistle it against.
Alexis looked pretty disappointed after she missed that three. I don't know if she felt like she was on point, but she kind of dropped her hands and her head right after it rebounded off.
Yeah, she was further off on that one. The first one looked like she was right on target. As Kiera misses again from the line,
flat.
She's upset with herself. Yeah.
Yeah, she shot that very flat. It didn't look like she got underneath the ball when she went to shoot it.
5:16 to play first quarter. We are tied at two. Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line. Second shot is up and got that
one. There she goes. That was a nice looking shot. She got it under the ball and just arced it right over the front of that rim.
Full court pressure from the Streaks.
Oh, come on. There was a hand check by Alexis Edgerson. They called it, but, geez, if we're going to be calling that.
Exactly. Just make sure you call it all the time.
Right.
That's the thing. They're not consistent
with it. And the thing was it didn't impede the dribble at all.
Exactly.
She had already gone by Alexis.
This is Amankwa on the dribble. Goes to the left baseline.
Whoa.
For three. Good. Wow.
That was two.
Oh, was it two? Okay.
I think it banked in, too, didn't it, from the baseline?
I couldn't tell. Yeah, that was
looked like
strange.
It kissed glass before it went in.
Make it 4-3. Sterling down the left side of the lane. Nice move. Antonia
Ooh.
Kissler came up just short with a shot. Rebound kept alive by Soraya Boyd. Now she's got a left hand up off the glass. No. Antonia Kissler puts it on the floor. It gets fouled. No call. And Austin comes away with a rebound for Sterling. Goes to Amankwa. Right wing. Picks up. Gives to Austin down on the right block up off the glass and in. That's a tough matchup for Soraya. She did a good job. But 6-2 is Austin. She's got four. Make it 6-3 Sterling. Left wing, Kiera Kilgore with it. Swing it over Alexis Edgerson. Out high right side to Capri, top of the key. Capri Ferguson dribbles back to Kiera. She'll fire the three left side. Good!
Nice hit by Kiera. She's got all 6 points in the streak so far.
Tied at 6, 4-10 to play here in the first quarter. This is Samankwa across midcourt. Right side picks up, gives to Aubrey Menchaca. Into the ball game. Top of the key it goes to Olivia Melcher. Left wing, this is Turner, Olivia Turner.
Man,
now a steal by
a terrible pass.
Yes. As Antonia Kissler came up with it for the Streaks. And and Capri tried to Soraya's running the floor, but kind of just glanced back, and Capri fired a pass at her, and she was not ready for that.
No, it went off her shoulder. It looked like shoulder head area.
And that's not the place you want Soraya catching the ball
no.
either. She was way out high on the right side. Wait till she gets under the basket. So the Streaks with four turnovers now. Tied at 6-3 and a half to play first quarter. Holding on out high is Abby Halsney. Now it's Austin, lost a dribble.
Smart move by her just to pick it up. I thought she was going to try to dribble it again.
That's what I thought, too. Out high goes to Turner. Good defense by the Streaks. Now in the center circle, this is Amankwa, 5'6 sophomore.
Be careful,
Melcher.
Antonia.
And a near steal by Capri. Coming up with it is Menchaca. Now it's knocked away by Kiera. Ball goes to
forward. This should be a foul on Sterling. Yeah, it's got to be a foul on Sterling, and it will be. It's okay. Going to be a foul against Turner.
Yeah, I worry because they put the four up, but yeah, the other four.
Ball was loose. Kiera went down to go get the basketball, and Turner tried to slide underneath her and kind of took her legs out.
So her second foul, 14 fouls now on Sterling. 3:03 to play in the quarter. Streaks and Golden Warriors tied at six. Addie McLaughlin in for the three. She's got it left wing. Also, Juniper Schwartzman left baseline. It goes to Kiera. Ooh. Shot blocked. And they got a piece of her, too. I thought.
Turner
got a piece of.
Generous block call.
Yeah. So Kiera's going to inbound from the left baseline. 2:55 to play in the quarter. We're tied at six. And it comes to Alexis Edgerson. Right baseline for three. Good. That's why she was here that way. She knew it should have gone in. At that time, it did. Streaks with her first lead, 9-6.
Feels like it's been a little while that she's hit one of those, too, so I'm sure she feels great about getting that one off.
Coach Massey upset somebody missed her assignment on. They had a trap, and somebody missed it. This is Menchaca on the dribble underneath to Austin. Ooh,
I thought Austin touched that last.
So Juniper in on Austin now. A little bit more size on her, but still a distinct size advantage for Austin at 6'2".
These jerseys have kind of an older Indiana Pacers feel.
They do,
Sterling.
Absolutely. And it comes stolen away. It went off the hand of Austin. Kiera Kilgore comes up with it for the streaks. Kiera on the run. Splits the defenders right side up off the glass. Ah. Missed it. Rebound Austin for Sterling. Gives way to Amankwa, and it's knocked away and stolen by Addie McLaughlin.
Four turnovers now for the Golden Warriors.
Kiera with it out high left side. 2:09 to play left baseline. Alexis Edgerson back to Kiera. Top of the key, Addie McLaughlin. With 2:04 to play, 9-6 streaks. Antonia Kissler now out high. Gets to Kiera left wing. Thought about the three. Now pulls it back out and gets bumped
Ooh,
by Turner.
And got
That's
hit in
her
the face.
Third foul. Third foul on Olivia Turner.
I think she took a finger to the eye or something with the way she's holding her face.
And that'll bring Kiera Gibson in, K-I-R-R-A, a 5'10 junior off the bench. And that puts Turner on the bench with three fouls already here with 1:57 to play in the first quarter.
Kilgore is going to have to come out of this game because
she's having issues with her eye. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Inbound to Capri Ferguson down the right side of the lane. Capri, tried to get inside to Juniper too hard again. And
Capri's got to understand that that's probably better to do a bounce pass there. She tried to fire it into Juniper, and there was just too many hands in the way on it with a chest pass.
It actually went off of Sterling last and to Juniper. Kick it out to Addie McLaughlin for three left wing. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Aubrey Menchaca for Sterling. This is Delaney Amankwa with it. Brings it across. Met by Alexis Edgerson. 1:38 to play in the quarter. 9-6 streaks. Top of the key it goes to Olivia Melcher.
Yeah, we're going to get a moving screen on Kiera Gibson. She I think that's what they called.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just wouldn't move out of the way and let the defender through.
So really confusing. They had two Olivias start. Then they've got another Olivia with an A dressed on the varsity. So I'm kind of glad that Olivia Turner's out with foul trouble. That's helpful. Addie McLaughlin with it. Now Capri Ferguson out high left side. 1:20 to play. Backdoor pass to Juniper Schwartzman. Gets fouled. No call. Shot missed. Sterling comes away with it. Right wing it goes to Melcher. She fires a three, missed it. Nice block out by Juniper Schwartzman. Capri Ferguson comes up for the rebound. Streaks with numbers. Capri gets to Addie McLaughlin down the left block, spins. They close out on her, looks for help. Finally gets it to Antonia Kissler, drives in back out to Capri, top of the key, and she gets called for the travel.
Yeah, that's the fifth. She was debating a step back there and then saw there was an opening for a drive, and she just never got her feet set.
1 minute to play, first quarter. Streaks leading 9-6. Well, we're in for more of a battle than I thought we were going to be tonight.
Well, at least initially.
Yeah.
I really like the look of this Madison Austin, the sophomore.
Yeah.
She looks really good in the middle, and she continues to grow. She's going to be a force in this
league.
Yeah,
and they have another 6'2 girl from the sophomore squad that dresses varsity as well. Now they get it inside to Austin. Goes right, spun the wrong way that time, missed the shot. She would have gone left. Maybe she can't use her left hand, but she had an open lane to the basket going the other way. Good defense, though, by Juniper Schwartzman. 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. Streaks with a 9-6 lead.
Oh,
and they turn it over again. Wow.
Alexis threw that and wasn't even looking at
and
Capri.
And now a foul on Capri. And
are they
going
to give her two free throws? Yep.
Fortunately, she missed the shot. That was pretty generous, though. But
The Nelson. Shot was definitely generous because Capri bumped her while she was stopped, and then the girl waited for Capri to bounce off and then shot the ball.
So Olivia Melcher at the free throw line, 23.9 to play in the quarter, 9-6 streaks, and the first free throw is short.
Better box out because it looks like it's going to come hard off the backboard on this, or off the rim on this
Kara one. Kara checking back in for Sterling. I believe that's Natalie Ettinger, six, because she, I'm guessing that's the other 6'2 girl. Because the other two dressing varsity are 5'8, and she's, well, maybe not. She is taller than Kara, though. That's got to be her. She's 34, so I'm going to say it's Natalie Ettinger. Just guessing. All right, 9-7 streaks, 20 seconds to play, first quarter. Kara Kilgore, left wing, to Alexis Edgerson near the center circle, right wing, Capri Ferguson. Swing it over to Kara, left wing. She'll fire the three, airballed that one, and Juniper tried to save it in, couldn't quite get to it. Got to be the eye.
Yeah.
9.4 to play in the quarter. Don't see too many airballs from Kara.
No.
But cold off the bench and after taking a poke to the eye. 8 seconds to play. This is Amankwa across midcourt with six. Now with five. Three to play. Fires an 18-footer. No good. Rebound comes away to Juniper Sportsman. Time runs out. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is a close one so far. After one, it is Galesburg 9, Sterling 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. Well, we'll keep it right here. Apparently my button's not working. I don't know. All right. 9-7 streaks lead. So I wanted to mention something. You know, we feel that Kara Kilgore was definitely most valuable player at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament.
The Quarterly Family.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll take that break again coming up. But, you know, she didn't win it. It was given to the young lady from Muhammad Seymour. Good player, but Kara had a better tournament overall.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, Pork Power, IHSA Boys and Girls Basketball Players of the Week, presented by the Illinois Pork Producers Association. And this is recognizing stars for their it's their Holiday Tourney Stars Edition. Recognized 10 boys and girls players who stood out in holiday tournaments that included Ada Tott of St. Ignatius in Chicago, Maya Hargrove, Christopher High School, Anna Byers from Pena, Haven Smith from Lincoln Way East, Kaylee Niebrugge from Teutopolis, Kiara Kilgore from Galesburg, Maggie Schmidt from Rockford Boylan, Mary Harkins from Father McGivney, Sydney Rogers from Glenbrook North, Trinity Jones from Naperville Central. So statewide, she's recognized as probably the best player in that tournament.
Right, definitely. Wasn't right. there a Niebrugge on Mattoon?
I was trying to think. I knew we had that name before. And yeah. We had not played Teutopolis, I don't
no.
think. But I know we played against a young lady with that name.
Well, the streaks just got fortunate. They tried to throw it over the top to Kara. Went off Kara's hand and out of bounds. But the officials gave the ball back to the streaks.
Now Kara, three-pointer from the left corner. In and out, no good. Rebound comes away to Amankwa. Down court it goes to Maggie Rousey. Lost handle, stolen away by Kara. Now a reaching foul is going to go against Maggie Rousey. And that will be her third foul.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that, I was writing it down. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's her third.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
So quickly she's going to go back out, and that'll bring Aubrey Menchaca back in.
Well, and Turner's in the game right now with three fouls.
Oh, wow.
Which
okay.
That, it's walking a tight line there, your Coach Jackson.
And that's 17 fouls now, so Kira's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of one and bonus.
17 fouls, and six of them came from two players.
Yeah. 7:35 to play first half, streaks lead 9-7. Kara Kilgore at the free throw line.
So one of three so far.
Chance of the one a bonus here. Took a shot to the eye earlier. Spent a couple of minutes on the bench. She's back in now. See if she can get that eye back. And nope, missed it. And Sarai keeps the rebound around. Antonia Kissler comes up with it. It's Capri with it between the circles. Left wing. Kara for three. In and out, no good. Well, she's right on target. Just can't get it to fall. This is Amankwa after the Austin rebound. 7:20 to play in the half. Amankwa on the dribble against Alexis Edgerson. Right wing to Turner. Working against Kara. Dribbles right, pulls it back out. Good defense by Sarai on the pick and roll. Now a steal by Capri Ferguson. Capri down the left side, lays it up with a right hand and in.
Right hand or left side.
Well, it
Capri worked. Capri just wanted to get to work.
11-7 streaks lead, seven
should
minutes to play.
Travel.
Oh, a jump ball. Nice job.
Yeah, that should have been a travel. Yeah. As Turner saw Kiera coming in to close in on her with Soraya with the trap, and she tried to walk her way through the trap instead of dribbling through it. And fortunately, I suppose, for Sterling, they didn't get the travel call. The streak's going to get another trap.
And a ball knocked away by Antonia Kissler as Alexis Edgerson and Kiera Kilgore were closing in on Delaney Amankwa.
Looks like Coach Massey's wanting the streaks to trap right across half court and try to get a corner trap. Girls were a little slow on that one. He did get it out there. Oh,
there's the travel. Yeah, Turner. That's six turnovers now for Sterling.
Seven.
Or seven, okay.
Yeah, seven turnovers.
Seven for Sterling. 6:50 to play first half. Up off the bench. Who's coming in now? We've got Kiera Gibson back in, and she's going to replace Olivia Turner, who's got three fouls anyway. 6:50 to play first half. Streaks with just an 11-7 lead. Capri Ferguson across midcourt. It goes to Alexis Edgerson. Soraya's pass back to Alexis, knocked out of bounds. Streaks will inbound from just in front of the Sterling bench. Kiera will do the honor, and it comes to Capri Ferguson. Fires a three, top of the key, too strong. Rebound comes away to Menchaca for Sterling. This is Amankwa now, met by Alexis Edgerson. Right wing, it goes to Olivia Melcher. Melcher on the dribble to the free throw line. Cut off by Antonia Kissler, kicks it out high to Menchaca, Aubrey Menchaca. Left wing, it goes to Amankwa.
I really want Menchaca and Amankwa to do
by
two-man
Kiera.
Game.
Kiera down the right side, lays it up, got it and one.
A foul. That was a bad foul by Melcher. She got up behind Kiera. You've got to make a decision there. You either got to foul her so she doesn't make the basket, or you got to let her go, and she did a little bit of both.
Full timeout called by Taylor Jackson and Sterling. 6:16 to play first half. It's Galesburg 13, Sterling 7. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This happy bunch is the Quarterly family. Oh, and Searchlight, their schnauzer. The Quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because
we busted it.
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
First half, Galesburg leading Sterling 13-7. First game after the holidays, the last first half of the Western Big Six Conference game. Sterling is the only team we had not seen, and we'll end the regular season with them up at their place coming up in February. So Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line with a chance to convert the three-point play out of the foul. After the made basket, foul on Melcher. 18 fouls already on the Golden Warriors. Free throw up and missed it. Soraya Boyd keeps the rebound alive and it's going to go off her leg last and out of bounds.
Could never get control of it, unfortunately. She got her hands on it, but as she was battling for it, it went off her knee.
So it'll be Sterling basketball, full court pressure from the Streaks. They get it across, and this is Melcher on the right wing. Kicks out high to Amankwa. Gives way to Gibson, left wing to Menchaca. Bounces for Melcher, top of the key. Out high right side, Amankwa. Right wing, it goes to Menchaca. Back out high to Melcher. Streaks haven't pushed out away from the basket, just kind of throwing it around on the perimeter. And they got the 6'2 girl inside, but they can't get anywhere near at this point.
She Melcher doesn't seem very aggressive either getting position. She kind of just, if she's open, she's open. If she's not, she just...
And she's not really working for it. She's just kind of standing there. And now a ball knocked away by Soraya. Kiera comes up with it. Kiera on the run down the left side. The defender fell down. Kiera lays it up and in. I don't know what happened there. Lost her footing and fell down. But Kiera lays it up
Menchaca.
And in.
She kind of looked towards the bench. I don't know if she thought she was fouled, but she looked at the bench right after she went to the ground.
Now a steal by Capri. To Kiera. Bounces for Alexis Edgerson up off the glass and in. Nice fast break by the Streets. Great steal by Capri to Kiera to Alexis, up and in, and a 30-second timeout called by Taylor Jackson. She doesn't want to get out of hand, but it is a little bit. Streaks up by 10 now, 5:12 to play here in the first half. It is Galesburg 17, Sterling 7. The Golden Warriors have yet to score here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Streaks are on a 14-1 run going back to early in the first quarter.
So the Streaks will have it, Sterling will have it out of the timeout. Streaks will come out with some full-court pressure. And interesting, you know, they've had some, Sterling's had some injuries, they've had some disciplinary issues, some sickness, so going through some changes with this program, but they got some good talent coming up, a lot of size coming up. The sophomore team, in fact, back in now is Natalie Ettinger, 6'2 sophomore, so she's in there along with Madison, so the two 6'2 girls. Amonkwa, just a sophomore as well. Melcher, a junior, so she'll be back next year. Cross midcourt, this is Menchaca. Now it's Amonkwa right of the center circle. Right wing, it goes to Melcher, down to the block to Austin. Wow. Nice move, had two street defenders there. She got it up over the top of them and in.
Yeah, just a nice soft touch. Oh, Capri traveled, and the officials weren't going to call it. Yeah, and finally,
the official under the basket.
Coach, the official under the basket looked to both the other officials. Neither of them called it. Capri put her hand on her forehead,
yeah,
knowing
she knew
screwed up.
Yeah, yeah.
And Coach Jackson's like looking around for the call and finally got the guy on the baseline to call it.
If Capri wouldn't have put her hand on her, they might not have.
Right.
Ettinger with it gives way to Amonkwa. She's got it on the left wing, working against Alexis Edgerson. 4:40 to play now.
I don't
down
like this matchup.
Yeah, to Austin. Has to kick it back out, though, to Ettinger. Right wing to Melcher. Splits the defenders and is taken away by Kiera. They're going to call her for a foul, though. Ooh.
Are they calling her? Or they? Yep.
Yep.
They called her. I thought maybe they get on the other side. Antonia also reached in. That was that right before that. Austin got the ball in on the block and hit Capri on her. So, fortunately, the Streaks were able to collapse.
It comes with right elbow to Austin, back to the right wing to Amonkwa, and she traveled with it.
It's 10 turnovers now for the Golden Warriors.
Well, I have them for 11. Did I give them an extra one? On the steal, we got the steal by Capri. I thought that was the 10th one.
No, that is the 9th.
Okay.
I don't know. My numbers might be off. But
mine could be, too. You never know. I'd probably bet on mine. Capri with it between the circles. Right wing, Alexis Edgerson. Sticking with that 1-3-1 zone. Ooh, over the top to Cree, had to go up to get that one. Now back to Alexis on the right wing. And they're going to send Kiera to the other side, to the right baseline. She's got it now. Back to Capri, top of the key for three. Good! Capri Ferguson with five. And make it 20-9 streaks, just under 4 minutes to play in the first half. Full court pressure on the dribble. Let's see, that's one of the new players in.
Traveled again.
Olivia. That was probably Marley Seacrest. I'm not sure which one that is. Take your pick. They're both 5'8". Marley Seacrest and Olivia Gibson with an A. So, I don't know. What just happened?
Streaks turned it over.
On the inbound, they just threw it right to Melcher.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a miscommunication. Melcher misses the first one. Gets thrown a rebound, puts it back up and in.
That was odd. I looked up and the Streaks just standing there looking like, hey, why does she have the ball? So now Coach Massey calls the timeout. Is this a 30-second timeout. 3:42 to play in the half. Streaks with a 20-11 lead. All right, so again, we got a home-heavy schedule the second half of the season. We'll have to go, first off, our road games will be at Geneseo, at United Township, then we'll end the season at Sterling. So I like it that way.
Right.
And those two will really be tough games, at Geneseo especially, and at UT will be a tough one as well. Streaks, by the way, and Geneseo both tied for a ninth in the this week's Class 3A poll.
I'm guessing 23 is Olivia Gibson because she kind of looks similar to Kiera Gibson.
Okay. Kiera with it, left baseline. Alexis Edgerson puts on the floor, back out to Kiera. Now Capri, top of the key, penetrates. Nice bounce pass to Soraya, up off the glass over Austin and in. First basket for Soraya Boyd, 22-11 streaks, full court pressure. They got trapped, and somehow Amonkwa got through it. Now she gets it down the left side, goes to Gibson on the left baseline, 15-footer is no good, gets her own rebound, leans in, and ran right into Juniper. If it wasn't a foul, it had to be a travel because she went up and came back down with a ball. Now Amonkwa hits a long two out high on the right side. That's her first basket, and it's 22-13 streaks, 3 minutes to play. Now Capri, three-pointer top of the key, too strong. Rebound comes long to Melcher. Melcher on the run. It's knocked away from behind by Kiera, and Capri comes up with it. Streaks back the other way. Kiera, nice spin move. Left hand off the glass and in. You can hear the crowd collectively go, oh, as she made that spin. That was a great move. Now a steal by Capri. Kiera, left wing, back to Capri between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Alexis Edgerson for three. In and out, no good. Rebound kept alive again by Soraya, and run down, though, by Ettinger for Sterling. Soraya went high. Austin had gone straight up for it. Soraya was able to go up high and knock it away from her, but couldn't run it down. 24-13 streaks, 2:18 to play, first half. And now the ball is going to go off. Tried to get it inside to Austin, overthrew her. Streaks will bring it back the other way. No, so now how many you got? 12?
14.
14. See, I missed about four there. Back in for the Streaks is Addie McLaughlin as Jennifer Schwartzman will go to the bench. 2:15 to play, 24-13 Streaks. Kier Kilgore with it. Out high on the left side to Capri Ferguson in the center circle. Capri swings it back to Kier. Right baseline or left baseline. Fires a three. Good.
She knew that one was going down. Right when she let go of it, she started walking the other way.
Her second of the game, 27-13. Under 2 minutes to play, first half. This is Ettinger with it, hanging on and looking for help. Now finally put it on the floor. I don't know if she had dribbled before that or not.
I don't think so.
Now Gibson, high post, it goes to Austin, drives down the right side. Good defense by Antonio Gibson, but that was
better
shot. Madison Austin put it up and in, 27-15. 1:34 to play. Top of the key, Capri for three, too strong. Rebound inside. Oh, Soraya had inside position. They didn't call her over the back on, I think it was Ettinger that time, and it's going to go off Soraya last, and Sterling will bring it the length of the court. Back in for the Golden Warriors is Kira Gibson. And Capri's going to get a break as well. As who just came in? I'm not sure who else came back in. All right. Right wing, Melcher for three. Way too strong. Rebound comes off hard, and Soraya comes away with it. Takes a dribble, gives to Kiara. Now it's Addie McLaughlin. She'll bring it across right side. Addie fires a three. He got blocked from behind, and Sterling comes away with it. She didn't know the defender was right behind her.
Yeah, that's where you got to have a little communication, somebody behind.
Melcher left baseline, misses a five-footer. Kiara with a rebound. Kiara down court, left side, bounces for Alexis Edgerson up off the glass, took some contact, no call. A rebound kept alive by Antonia Kistler, gets bumped, makes a pass that's stolen away, though.
Nine turnovers now for the Streaks.
42 seconds to play in the half. 27-15 is the Galesburg lead. This is Melcher out on the left side working against Kiara. Top of the key it goes to Abby Halsney, 5'4 senior. Now this is Amonkwa with it. Top of the key. Good defense by Alexis Edgers. Now inside the free throw line, has to kick it out to Halsney, 25 to play. Halsney, a runner in the paint, hit nothing but glass. And the rebound, Antonia Kistler. For the Streaks, Addie McLaughlin now brings it across. Alexis Edgerson on the left wing. Back out to Addie McLaughlin, the right wing. Now it's Kiara Kilgore, left side. 10 seconds to play. Now Addie McLaughlin penetrates. A little runner down the left side lane, and she gets grabbed by Amonkwa. So Addie McLaughlin's going to go to the free throw line with 7 seconds to play. Oh, no, they called on Halsney. I thought that was
Amonkwa. Yeah, I thought Amonkwa was straight up.
Okay.
But then I was like, maybe I missed.
So Halsney gets the call. First free throw is missed.
Man, this is just a hangover the Streaks have had pretty much the entire season. We've had a few good games shooting the free throws, but not enough of them.
Marley Seacrest, 5'8 sophomore, in. Second shot up and good for Addie McLaughlin, 28-15. Capri Ferguson back in to replace Addie. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure with 7 seconds to play in the quarter. This is Austin with it, now with four. Amonkwa gets across midcourt. 1 second to play the night, and he's going to get a shot off before the buzzer. Missed it anyway. We have played one half of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. After one half, it is Galesburg 28, Sterling 15. We'll come back with our halftime show, halftime scoreboard, halftime stats as well. Streaks lead at 28-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now. with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sterling Golden Warriors 28-15. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here tonight for Silver Streak girls basketball, GHS boys in action. Tomorrow night, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. The sophomores won here tonight. Tough one, 44-40 over the Sterling sophomores. Varsity were up 9-7 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Sterling 19-8 in that second quarter and lead 28-15. Any other scores from around the league here tonight?
Yeah, Geneseo in the third last report is up 38-29 on Moline. UT and Ullman in a close one. UT actually with the lead 27-23 over Ullman in the third. And Rocky up at halftime over Quincy 22-21.
Wow. Is that one? Where's that one at?
Quincy.
At Quincy. Wow. Yeah. Good for the Rocks. Oh, that's helpful. All right. Streaks lead here 28-15. Galesburg Eye boys back at it tomorrow night. Western Big Six Conference game here at John Thiel Gym when they'll play host to the Alamon Pioneers. And definitely a winnable game for the Streaks tomorrow night as Alamon has had some struggles. So the Streaks and the Pioneers tomorrow night, 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that for you right here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Then Saturday afternoon, the girls back out of here will play host to the Manual Rams. We saw them earlier this season in the Thanksgiving tournament. And let's see, beat them in that one. Where was the final one? That one? Going back to November 26th, Streaks won that one 64-29. Rams have struggled since that time. They've only got one win on the season. So that'll be a Saturday afternoon game. It'll be 12:40 for the pregame at 1 o'clock tip for that. Eric and I will be here for that one from John Thiel Gym. Halftime, Streaks lead at 28-15. Come back with our halftime stats and the second half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV. SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Norman.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Breinberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire. When the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Between inflation, the housing market, and the stock market, it almost feels like you need a PhD in economics. Fortunately, we've got a guy. Join Dr. Orfeh Devungi, PhD economist, and Chris Krug on the new podcast, Everyday Economics.
The Inflation Reduction Act, does it actually reduce inflation?
I'm glad that we're talking about this today.
Find Everyday Economics wherever you get your podcast. Everyday Economics, a podcast helping you understand the economic world happening around you every day.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, some flurries, overnight low of 23, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 34. Tomorrow night, the low of 23. The outlook for the weekend, mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 35. A slight chance of snow Saturday night, overnight low 23. Sunday, some sunshine and a high of 36. In downtown Galesburg, it's 30 at WGIL.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Streaks lead at 28-15 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yum Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Scoring-wise for the Streaks, they were led by Kira Kilgore's 15 points. She had a couple of threes and four twos. Struggled from the line, though, just one for four from the free throw line. 5 points for Capri Ferguson on a three and a two. 5 for Alexis Edgerson on a three and a two. 2 for Soraya Boyd on a basket. 1 for Addie McLaughlin. 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks with the 4 3-pointers. Struggling from the line again, though, just 2 for 7 from the free throw line. For the Sterling Golden Warriors, they were led by the 6'2 sophomore Madison Austin with 8 points on 4 baskets. 3 points for Olivia Melcher on a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points apiece for Olivia Turner and Dalali Amankwa, each on a basket. They were no three-pointers in that. They were just 1 for 2 from the free throw line.
14 turnovers for Sterling in that first half, 9 for the Streaks. Sterling did have an advantage on rebounding, which we don't normally see against the Streaks. 18-16, Streaks did have an offensive advantage, 7-4, though. Sterling shot the ball 7 of 18 in that first half, 0 of 2 from downtown. Streaks were 11 of 28, shot the ball very well, 4 of 15 from distance.
All right, Streaks lead it at halftime, 28-15. Streaks ranked again Class 3A. They're tied with Geneseo for the number 9 slot. Nazareth, they're at, what, LaGrange Park?
Yes.
They're number 1. They're 14-1. Peoria High, 14-2. Number 2, Notre Dame, 14-1. They're number 3. Who won their first matchup? Was that, I thought
Peoria
Notre Dame,
High. Peoria High won. Peoria and Notre Dame won the first one. Okay. Peoria High won the championship of the manual tournament over Notre Dame. So they've actually split, which I find it interesting because Peoria and Notre Dame has one loss, and that's to Peoria Central.
Yeah.
But they've also beat Peoria Central, but Peoria Central's above them in the rankings.
Lincoln, 18-0. They're number 4. Montini out of Lombard is number 5.
They got first-place votes.
They
got more first-place votes than either of the teams above them.
Carmel, number 6. Washington, 7. Marion Heights out of Marion Catholic out of Chicago Heights, 8. Then Geneseo and Galesburg. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half, leading 28-15. Capri Ferguson, top of the key. Backdoor to, I'm not sure. Soraya was out on the baseline, so the Streaks now with 10 turnovers in the game. Kind of the same way they started. Pick up with full court pressure. It'll be Melcher to inbound.
Oh, what a steal by Kira.
And Soraya with it, lays it up and in. She's got 4 now, 30-15. So how about a turnover for Sterling as well? Oh, and Capri comes up with a steal. That's the way you make up for it. Now she gets tied up down on the baseline. Possession arrow, unfortunately, points towards Sterling.
Well, that was a heck of a steal. Kira stole it, was falling out of bounds, threw it over her shoulder back to Soraya, who laid it up and in.
Wait, the possession arrow
position arrow wrong, pointing the other way.
Yeah, because we had the ball. Oh, now that's four on Turner. She just pushed Antonia Kisser from behind. That they didn't, because we had
the
ball. Did
we start the ball at the half?
Yeah, we had it to start the second half. Possession arrow was wrong. Melcher has for.
They called that
Turner.
Manqua.
Oh, okay. Left baseline, oh, Kiera for three. Good, Kiera. Kilgore with 18. Make it 30-15 on the feed from Capri Ferguson. Did they call Turner?
Yes, they did. Sorry.
So she's got four.
They put it up there late.
Rousey air balls a three-pointer from the baseline. Oh, now they're going to call on foul on Antonia Kisser as a rebound coming down. They're going to put her at the free throw line. She wasn't shooting the ball. They're giving her two shots. The rebound was coming down. Her and Antonia Kisser were fighting for it. Antonia got her on the arm, apparently, but they're putting her at the free throw line. That's the first on Antonia. Free throw no good by Turner. Olivia Turner with 2 points in the first half, and she's now got four fouls. I guess Coach Jackson is just going to let her play it out at this point. Second free throw is good.
I'm guessing a lot of this season for Coach Jackson is learning experiences.
Yep. Oh, now Turner committed what was quite possibly her fifth foul. If not, the ball was probably off of Alexis Henderson. But the Streaks get it back. Kiera will inbound from the near sideline. 7:14 to play here in the third quarter. 33-16 is the Streaks lead. Kiera with it out high on the left side. Still a 1-3-1 zone for Sterling. Capri Ferguson with it. Gets picked from Soraya. Splits the defender's right hand up off the glass and in. What a great move, Capri Ferguson. We saw a lot of that from her down at the tournament in Mattoon. Now a steal by Capri and gets fouled by Rousey. That's her fourth. Maggie Rousey now with four. That was an amazing steal. So Capri stole the ball, going backwards, falling down, bounced the pass to Kiera and got fouled in the process. So four on Rousey, four on Turner. Rousey goes to the bench. Turner still in. 6:58 to play third quarter. Streaks with a 35-16 lead.
Near
Capri
steal.
Lost a handle. Now goes to four. We're going to have another tie-up, and this time it's going to go to Sterling. See, at this point it should be going back to us, but we missed one there. The official should have known that. Even if it was wrong at the scores table, the official should have known that. But, oh well. Soraya's going to get a break. Juniper Schwartzman in with 6:50 to play in the third. Streaks leading 35-16. It'll be Amakwa to trigger across midcourt. Down to the right baseline to Melcher. Top of the key to Austin. Just inside the three-point arc. No good. Antonia Kisser skies for the rebound. Now, Capri Ferguson down court pass knocked away, and Juniper Schwartzman tries to keep it alive, and it's going to go off of her last, and the Streaks turn it over.
Four turnovers quickly in the second half for the Streaks. They're up to 13 for the game.
6:33 to play in the third, and it comes to Turner, trapped up, looking for help, and a steal by Kiera, up off the glass and in, and one. She's fouled by, Kiera Gibson. Kiera Kilgore with the two. And a chance at the traditional three-point play. 37-16 streak, 6:28 to play in the third.
That is her sixth steal of the game.
Wow. Free throw up and good. All right, 38-16 now. Full court pressure. And it comes to Amakwa. And it's nearly stolen away by Alexis Edson. Yeah, it is. It does go off of Gibson last, and the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline, and Taylor Jackson is going to call the timeout. And this is going to be a full. We'll take one as well. 6:23 to play here in the third. Streaks have jumped out to a 38-16 lead. The 10-1 run to start the second half. Streaks lead at 38-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Wear it for your chance to win cash on the spot. Get your free WGIL button at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
6:23 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have outscored the Sterling Golden Warriors 10-1 here in quarter number three. Kiera Kilgore to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. And it comes to Alexis Edgerson. Left baseline, fires a three, too strong. Rebound, Kiera. Leans in against Austin, up off the glass and in. Up over the 6'2 outstretched arm of Madison Austin, 40-16 streaks.
Treble.
And down the other way, Turner. Oh, now is it Kiara that's going to get the call?
Yeah, I think so.
Turner was out of control going down the left side, and
she actually caught the ball and ran with it, but
Kiara picked up her second foul. Turner put the shot up and in. She's going to go to the free throw line. Kiara with 23 in the game. Free throw up and good. Rattles at home. She's got all four of the points for Sterling here in the third quarter. Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Top of the key to Capri Ferguson. Fires the three from straight on. Too strong. Rebound comes away to Kiara Gibson for Sterling. Under 6 minutes to play, third. 40-19 streaks with a lead. This is Amonkwa on the dribble, working against Alexis Edgerson.
Goes
to the free throw line. Yeah. Now, Gibson nearly lost the ball. Able to reel it in. Gets to Austin at the right elbow. Back out it goes to Melcher, right wing. Back down toward the right baseline. A little runner up and no good. Rebound Kiara Kilgore for the streaks. Where's she at rebound-wise?
Six.
And her long down court pass stolen away, so the streak with five turnovers in the quarter. Amonkwa down the left side. Pulls up a little five-footer. No good. Rebound is taken away and run down. Well, it's going to go off of Juniper last. She was chasing it down with Kiara Gibson, and it's going to go back to Sterling.
I will say that last shot by Amonkwa was actually really good, a really nice-looking shot, because she had Capri stopped in front of her looking for the charge, and oftentimes what you see is just that player get run over, but Amonkwa with good body control stopped on a dime and just rose up for a little jump shot. Unfortunately for her, she missed it. But
Lily Clark in for the streets gives Alexis Edgerson a break. Capri Ferguson, or Soraya Boyd, back in as well. And it goes to Austin down the left block. Turns, puts it up, and a foul on Juniper Schwartzman. Austin's first basket of the second half. She's got 10 in the game. That'll be the first on Juniper.
Yeah, right there, Juniper trying to just get into her to try to deter the shot. And nice job by Austin staying straight up and taking the contact and finishing.
Free throw is good for Madison Austin.
She put some air under that.
She does. She's got some decent moves. She just hasn't kind of caught up with the – a little bit awkward at times. Now a nice look inside. Lily Clark to Soraya Boyd puts it up. Can't hit, but Kiara Gibson's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her third now.
Yeah, she may be awkward, Tom, but she's 5 of 7 from the field,
yeah,
so she's doing something right.
She is. She's going to be really good. She'll get she's had some decent post moves. Other times not as good, but she's been effective as Soraya hits the first free throw. She's got 5 in the game. They get 41-22 with 5:05 to play in the third quarter. Second for Soraya is up and off the back iron. No good. Kiara there for the offense. Rebound up off the glass and in. Got the inside position on Austin. Make it 43-22.
And if you're Austin, you can't let that happen.
This is Turner, left wing, between the circles. Amonkwa, under 5 to play, 43-22 streaks. Amonkwa on the dribble in front of the Sterling bench. Top of the key to Melcher.
Picket fence, and Capri tried to run through it, and she's going to pick up the foul for pushing Kiara Gibson.
That'll be the first on Capri Ferguson. 14 fouls down the streaks here in the second half. It'll be Olivia Melcher, 5'9 junior, inbound from the near sideline out near midcourt. Gets it to Austin down the left baseline into the paint. Little runner-up and airballed that one. Rebound kept alive by Gibson. It's going to go off Kiara Kilgore last. And the Golden Warriors will have it back on the left baseline. It'll be Amonkwa to inbound. 4:40 to play in the third, 43-22 streaks. Inbound comes to Kiara Gibson down the left block. Drives in the paint. Little runner-up. Missed it. Rebound Soraya Boyd. Nice block out by Soraya. And gets away to Capri Ferguson. Lily Clark now right wing. Picks up. Back out to Capri between the circles. Kiara Kilgore out high on the left side now. Goes to the wing. Swings it over to Lily Clark. Bounces down to the block to Soraya Boyd. Lost a handle. Got it back to Lily. And she traveled. No call. Had it knocked away. Yeah. Now Capri with it. And lost a handle on it.
Wow.
And goes to the floor. And now there's going to be a kick now called
on Sterling.
That was
not a kick.
Yeah, the ball just hit her foot. She was stepping forward and it hit her foot, and she didn't kick it.
Yeah, and it cue balled off her foot. It was spinning sideways at that point.
Nobody wanted it. It was a pinball that time. But the streaks get it back. Kiara with it, left wing, left baseline. Juniper Schwartzman bounces back out to Capri. Now to Kiara, left baseline. Now on the left block, it goes to Juniper.
That should have been fouled.
Yeah, and Austin brought her hand down. If she would have stayed straight up, she would have gotten the block. Oh, they're going to say it's out on Juniper?
It was.
Okay.
Because Juniper jumped back up at it and knocked it out of bounds through Austin's arms.
Yeah, she's got to learn to keep her hands up. She doesn't need to bring that arm down like she did. And now, are they going to call Kiara?
Yeah.
Ah.
You're up by 21. It's tough to – and you're pressing. It's tough. The officials are probably going to call that. Yeah. It looked like Kiara might have beat her to the spot, but because there was contact.
Her out of bounds, but, yeah. That's her third now with 3:53 to play in the third. Amankwa on the dribble right side carried it. No call. Now Austin, left wing, goes to Turner. Turner brings it back out high near midcourt. Dribbles right. A little push off there. Kiara's got to be careful, though, too. Now Melcher with it out high left side with 3:35 to play. Melcher on the dribble working against Capri Ferguson right at the center circle. Picks up. Top of the key to Gibson. Hands back off to Melcher. Now Turner out high left side. Underneath to Melcher and turned and nobody cut her off there.
No.
Just stepped to the basket and she put it up and in.
Well, and a good job by her keeping the pivot foot down. I thought for sure she was going to travel.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Now down on the block, it gets taken away from Soraya. So the Streaks turn it over. Now it's 43-24. Quickly back the other way. Melcher shot partially blocked by Juniper. Shot missed. Austin with a rebound missed it. And the Streaks bring it back the other way. Capri down the right side. The runner is blocked by Austin. And Capri tried to save it in. She would have let it go. It would have been Streaks' ball. It's going to go back the other way, though. Ettinger back in for Sterling as Soraya Boyd, Lily Clark get a break as Alexis Edgerson, Antonia Kissler check back in. Full court pressure. Gibson will inbound. Kiara Gibson. Under three to play. Third quarter. Streaks lead 43-24. Austin brings it across herself. Oh. Mid-court travel, but ball stolen away anyway by Alexis Edgerson.
Well, for a second there, I was impressed with the ball handling, and then she kind of got herself stuck.
Yeah, she didn't stop very well. Now Alexis Edgerson with a shot on top of the three-point arc. Can't hit it out high left side. Rebound kept alive. Kiara comes away with it. Alexis Edgerson right wing between the circles. Capri, now Antonio Kissler in the paint, kicks back out to Alexis Edgerson for three, missed that one. And the rebound, Kiara, left side, leans in against Austin, can't hit, but the foul's going to go against Madison Austin. That'll be her first, and it'll put Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line with two shots with 2:24 to play here in the third quarter. Got a late start here. The sophomore game ran long. They won it tonight. 44-40 was the final score.
Kiara up to nine rebounds now.
Hits the free throw. She's got 26. Came into tonight averaging, right about 20 in the conference, maybe just under 20 in Western Big Six Conference play. I've got it here somewhere if I can find it amongst all
it's
my
It's the papers. Second as well. Put the Streaks back up by 21, 45-24.
2:20 to play third quarter. Amankwa brings it across, met by Alexis Edgerson. Goes to the left wing with 2:15 to play. Now left baseline drives and got herself way too far into the basket. Missed the shot, but got her own rebound. Now down to Austin on the right block. Spins to her right, back to her left, back to her right, and can't hit the shot. Rebound Antonia Kissler. Nice block out by the Streaks that time. Under two to play. Kiara with it out high left side. Addie McLaughlin in. She's got a top of the key out high right side. It goes to Alexis Edgerson. Addie McLaughlin, top of the key, dribbles right to the right elbow. Back out to Alexis Edgerson. Bounces high post left side. Antonia Kissler kicks out to Kiara. Left baseline for three. Good! Second of the quarter. That's her fourth of the game. She's got 30. Pretty impressive night when she was honored for scoring her 1,000th point. And, she got to be pretty darn close to 1,200, if not surpassed it now with 30. 48-24 Streaks, 1:25 to play. Austin fires a high arcing three, in and out, no good, right on target. Kiara with a rebound, gets knocked away though, and now Kiara's going to get a call for a fourth foul on a reach. Frustration, she wasn't able to bring that rebound away. So that's quickly going to get Lily Clark up and in, and she'll replace Kiara.
Streaks up by 24 now. I think she came into the game with 1,170, if I remember right, but I might be wrong. I just have 1170 in my head.
Conference, she was averaging 19.8, so this should put her up over 20 a game. Now another three by Austin, way off the mark. Melcher with the rebound, right baseline, looking for help, leans in, shot partially blocked by Juniper Schwartzman, and Lily Clark with a rebound. Came out from amongst the tall towers. Lily on the run, down the right side, lays it up off the glass, missed it. Antonia Kissler with another rebound. Out to Addie McLaughlin. She'll penetrate left side, little runner up and missed it. Rebound Austin and gets way to Ettinger. Now it's Amankwa down goes to Melcher, three-pointer right wing. Didn't even come off the floor at all and puts it up and in with 36.6 to play and a timeout called by Taylor Jackson.
Oh, they only give a two on that?
Oh, they did. Okay. Maybe her foot was on the line. 30-second timeout. Did they? Was it just a two, I guess? Let's see. And that was – who was that? That was Melcher, right?
Yep. Speaks up 48-26. I'm going to look real quick.
36.6 to play here in the third quarter. Streets with a lead 48-26 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. So Kiara Kilgore honored for scoring her 1,000th point, which actually happened in the first game of the holiday tournament down at Mattoon. She needed 10 and scored better than 20 in all the games at that tournament, and we will still say she was the most valuable player, even though they didn't give her the award because right. She had the best all-around tournament. Anyway, and with not only that, was the leading scorer as well. All right, 48-26, 27 seconds to play. Alexis Edgerson out high on the right side. Capri Ferguson, now Lily Clark out high left side to Capri in the center circle with 20. Now Lily. Back to Capri, playing a little catch. Now Alexis Edgerson.
I made last two numbers reversed. She came in with 11:07.
Oh, okay.
But she has passed with her 30 today. She's passed Steph Mitchell for 10th, so she's in the top 10 scoring.
All right, five to play. Nice drive by Capri. Ferguson missed the shot. Had her own rebound, lost a handle on it. And it's going to go back to the streets with 0.7 to play. So it's just going to be pretty much a touch and shoot. I guess you have time.
You have time to catch and shoot.
Yeah, and there you go. So Alexis gets it. Three-pointer left wing. Oh, just off the mark. And we have played three quarters of basketball. It's a Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. Galesburg 48, Sterling 26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow. I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year. Plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Employers say it's hard to find good people.
People looking for work say it's hard to find a good job.
Find both at galesburg.info. This local resource is the perfect place for local employers to post open positions and local candidates to find good work. galesburg.info. Keyword jobs.
A new year and a fresh start for the Galesburg boys basketball team as the Streaks return to action tomorrow against Alleman. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jason Wessels and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night from home at 6:40 on WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway. Streets with a 22-point lead, 48-26 over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson, Alexis Edgerson with the ball to Lily Clark, right baseline. Lily puts on the floor, kicks out to Capri Ferguson, top of the key, drives right back to Lily, right baseline, fires from on top of the three-point arc, too strong. Weak side rebound taken away by Ettinger for Sterling. Streaks outscored Sterling 20-11 in the third quarter. Amonkwa brings it across, met by Alexis Edgerson. Now Ettinger has it out. Working against Antonia Kissler down the left block inside to Melcher. She got three back behind the defense and lays it up and in. She's got nine in the game, make it 48-28. Capri Ferguson, free throw line to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Back to Capri, top of the key, left wing. Lily Clark, 30 in the game for Kiara Kilgore, but she's also got four fouls. And she started the fourth quarter on the bench. Capri Ferguson, left wing. Lily Clark fires a three, short. Rebound Austin for Sterling.
It's probably a good decision there by Antonia. She tried to jump up and she's going to try to go over the back of Austin, but that would have just been a foul. So she kind of pulled her arms back and just allowed Austin to have her 10th rebound.
Now it goes to Ettinger and she flat-footed, just turned and shot a flat-footed shot and made it. Didn't have anything else to do with the ball, so she put the shot up and in.
When you're that much taller than the defender, I suppose you can do that.
They get 48-30. Alexis Edgerson for three. Good! Out high on the right side. That's her second of the game. She's got eight. And make it 51-30. Down the left
block.
Oh,
that's a bad call because Turner came flying on the court, but she essentially just put the ball in Lily Clark's gut, and Lily just grabbed the ball.
But was whistled for the foul, so Turner goes to the free throw line. Well, she's been able to stay in the game with her four fouls.
Yeah.
She picked it up early in the third quarter, three right off the bat, and then picked up her fourth early in the third quarter, hits the first free throw. She's got seven in the game. One of the seniors, 5'8", missed the second rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Now Capri Ferguson with it. Sees an opening, stops a little runner in the paint from straight on, got it up and in. Got the nice touch off of that one. She's got nine, and it's 53-31 streak, 6:04 to play. Melcher, right wing, working against Capri Ferguson on high right side of Monco, right of the center circle. Under 6 minutes to play. Amonqua. Over the back door again to Melcher, open again, and lays it up and in. 53-33. Well, they're not going to go away.
No, they're going to keep playing hard.
Lead. Now a reach is going to be called. Is this all for Turner, or is it going to go against Ettinger? Nope, goes against Ettinger. That's her first foul. And that puts Capri Ferguson's free throw line chance to the one and bonus. And Turner's going to go to the bench as Kira Gibson checks back in. So Capri Ferguson at the line with a chance of the one and bonus. First time she's been at the line here tonight. First shot is up and missed it. But gets her own rebound. Out to Alexis Edgerson. She'll bring it back top of the key. Left wing it goes to Lily Clark. She'll fire the three. Short rebound. Juniper Schwartzman missed the shot. And the second rebound comes away to Melcher. Now it's Austin on the dribble. One to beat. Gets around, lost the ball, trying to get around Capri. Good defense by Capri. She just held her ground, and Austin wasn't sure exactly what to do with it and lost it out of bounds.
22 turnovers now.
5:24 to play. Streaks with a 53-33 lead. Capri Ferguson, left wing. To Lily Clark, top of the key. Tried to bounce.
There wasn't anything there, Lily.
And Antonio Kistler got called with a foul. They were trying to save that one.
Yeah, Lily tried to bounce that in, but there were three or four players within a three-foot radius of Antonia Kistler.
So we'll walk it back the other way. Each team shooting free throws from here on out. 5:11 to play. Aubrey Menchaca back in. She replaces Melcher. And this is Natalie Ettinger at the free throw line, 6'2 sophomore for the Golden Warriors. And they tell her to tuck her jersey in before the free throw.
Don't see that very often.
I know, not anymore, because there's some others like Gibson, her back of hers is out. And everybody else was kind of checking theirs. Menchaca just came in. Hers isn't tucked in at all. Missed a free throw, but Gibson gets the rebound and lays it up and in. Kira Gibson with her first basket, and it's 53-35. Oh, look. Got our first palindrome.
Oh, we do. Of the new year.
Yes, absolutely. Antonia Kistler with it. Drives in against Austin. Kicks out to Lily Clark. She'll penetrate to Capri Ferguson. Top of the key. Fakes the three down the right side. A little runner-up. It took some contact. She'll go to the free throw line. And who do they call? Ettinger, I believe. Yep. And that'll be her second foul. And that'll put Capri at the free throw line with another chance to win a bonus. Missed the front end. Or no, actually, this one's a two-shot foul. Missed the front end of a one-on-one. Earlier and missed that one too strong. Kiera back in, she'll replace Lily Clark. Soraya Boyd back in, she'll replace Antonia Kistler. 4:47 to play, 53-35 streaks.
Thankfully, this isn't a closer game, Tom, because the streaks are having a tough night at the free throw line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, 53-35, and there we go. Capri hits the second. 54-35 with 4:46 to play. Amakwa on the dribble right of the center circle. This is Ettinger between the circles on the dribble. High post it goes to Austin down the right side lane. Kicks out to Menchaca, and she traveled with it. 4:29 to play, 54-35 streaks. Capri will bring.
Oh, Carol was not ready
for
that.
The coaching staff had to yell at her to turn to catch that ball. She was walking down the court, and Capri let the pass fly. Fortunately, it turned out all right. Soraya down the right block, kicks it back out to Kiera. She'll pick up, swing it over to Capri, left side, out high for three, way too strong. Rebound comes away to Amonqua for Sterling. Now finds Austin running the floor, up off the glass and in, so the big girl can run the floor too. lays it up and in. Had nice hands on that, too. Laid it up and in. 54-37, under four to play. Now Coach Massey calls timeout. And full? Did that what they said? Nope, 30.
They didn't see a signal. Okay, there we go.
Timeout. 3:56 to play here in the ball game. Streaks with a 54-37 lead. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. When we're on the road, they provide our transportation all streak road games. And fortunately, there's only three more of those this year until the postseason comes our way. So Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. Streak lead at 54-37.
The Geneseo Maple Leafs hold off Moline 49-46. They had a chance to tie it with a last-second three-pointer, but it falls off. So no bucket there, and the Maple Leafs barely get by after having a pretty big lead in that one.
Streaks with it out of the timeout. Alexis Edgerson, right wing, to Kiera, top of the key, down to Juniper down the left block. Shot blocked by Austin. The problem with that is, she got a lot of ball, but she brought the hand down. I'm pretty sure she got a piece of Juniper's arm as well. It's going to go back to the streaks as it went out of bounds.
Well, and
got to learn to keep that hand out.
If you're Coach Jackson, you got to talk to her about it, because the other thing is that ball went out of bounds. That doesn't help you.
Now Kiera for three, left baseline. There's another, her first basket of the fourth quarter. She's got 33. It's 57-37, back to a 20-point lead for the streaks. Right wing, Gibson, the other Gibson, that was Olivia Gibson. And a foul on the rebound against Juniper Schwartzman.
Yeah, Austin grabbed that board and got across the arm.
So Madison Austin will go to the free throw line with two shots. 6'2 sophomore, a couple of 6'2 sophomores on this team. And missed the first one. High Archer rolled off, no good. She's the more talented of the two. Going to be a pretty darn good player for this Sterling team. 3:27 to play, 57-37. Second shot missed to Juniper Schwartzman with a rebound. To Kiera, now Capri. She'll bring it across right side. Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Back out to Capri Ferguson. Dribbles left, top of the key. To Kiera Kilgore, left wing. To Juniper Schwartzman down the left block. Was wide open. Turns up off the glass, too strong. Rebound kept alive by Soraya, but Austin comes away with it. Now it's Amankwa. Gibson drives right baseline, missed it. She got herself way too far into the basket. Kiera with a rebound. Kiera crosses over. Right side, up off the glass. Oh, rolled off, no good. Soraya with a rebound, up off the glass and in. That was a tough shot from Kiera. Almost went in, not quite. Might have taken some contact. Now Melcher gets behind the defense again, and Kiera's going to fall out of the game.
Well, Kiera fouls out of the game with a double-double.
But that wasn't her fault. She was just trying to help somebody else that had gotten beat by Melcher down court. And they're going to bring Kayla Pendergast in. 2:51 to play, 59-37 streaks lead. Austin will go to the free throw, Melcher to the free throw line with a couple of shots with 2:51 to play. 5 threes in the game for Kiera, 33 points. Melcher misses the first free throw.
2, 4, 6, 8.
59-37 is the streak's lead. 2:51 to play. Second shot for Melcher is good. 59-38. Capri Ferguson brings it across right side. Excuse me, this is Addison Peck. I thought it was Kayla Pendergast coming off the bench. Addison Peck now back to Capri. The paint little runner is
they
off the mark.
They both came in because Soraya went out.
Okay.
Who shot that ball?
Capri. Now Turner, three-pointer left wing is no good. Capri Ferguson with a rebound. Capri bounces for Alexis Edgerson. Right back to Capri, up off the glass. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound to Austin for Sterling. Down court, Melcher gets behind the defense again, lays it up and in. She's just cherry-picking.
Well.
But the streaks aren't getting back, so I guess you do that.
And she's just adding to her total, I guess.
59-40.
Helping that average.
She's got 14. Alexis Edgerton for three, right wing. Good! That is her third of the ball game. 62-40 streaks, 2 minutes to play. They brought another one, and that must be that Marley Seacrest.
I was guessing 20. Yeah. I was guessing that's Seacrest.
And she fires the long one from 18, no good. And the streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:47 to play. All right, so Coach Massey brings in Julia Robinson, Addie McLaughlin, there and there with Juniper Schwartzman, and Kayla Pendergast, as well as Addison Peck. Now Jocelyn Peck checks in as well. 147 to play, 62-40 is the Streaks' lead. Julia Robinson out high left side to Addie McLaughlin. Now Kayla Pendergast out high right side to Addie between the circles. Back to Kayla Pendergast. Right corner goes to Julia Robinson. 17-footer is short. Rebound comes away to Menchaca. And
I think we got a substitution timeout.
Substitution timeout. So a couple of new players in, including...
Oh, they're going to call a foul. Okay, no. Never mind.
All right, well, we'll take one as well. 130 to play. It's Galesburg 62, Sterling 40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at TempletonRoofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Stray Cat Art in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
130 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 62-40. Sterling with the basketball in the backcourt. Is she going to bring it across?
I have her for 33.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, moving screen. I thought they were going to call that on Julia Robinson, and I was going to say that it was a screener that moved in her way, and that should be Marley Seacrest with her first.
Yep. 122 to play. Streaks with the ball.
24th turnover for the Golden Warriors.
Kayla Pendergast swings it over to Julia Robinson, left wing. Addie McLaughlin out high left side. Back to Julia Robinson on the wing. Swing it over to Kayla Pendergast out high right side. In the paint it goes to Addison Peck. Back out to Kayla Pendergast for three. Good! Wow. Kayla Pendergast nailed it.
And that barely moved on that one.
Yeah. I mean, that just went through quickly and, just had that angle on it. 65-40, 53 seconds to play. This is Jay James, 5'5 freshman. Now Abby Halsney. Back to James. Now Halsney backdoor, got free, missed the shot though. Addison Peck with a rebound. Addie McLaughlin with 37 seconds to play. Julie Robinson left wing. Addie McLaughlin now between the circles. Kayla Pendergast, Addie McLaughlin left corner. Julie Robinson for three, kind of flat on that one. No good, rebound off the hands of Jocelyn Peck. James comes away with it for Sterling. 20 seconds to play. James out high right side. Right wing it goes. Knocked away by Addie McLaughlin. This is Menchaca with 10. Then a left block shot up off the glass and no good. And Addison Peck with a rebound. 4 seconds to play. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it. Final score, Galesburg 65, Sterling 40. Streaks are now 17-4 on the season. 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Take a timeout, come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game as well. Streaks win at 65-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliff Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients.
We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
If it's time to sell your SUV or minivan, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book Buying Center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Then come into Yem and get paid. Right now, we're looking for good used vans and SUVs. So if you're thinking of selling your minivan or third row SUV, visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this reminder for families in need. The First Lutheran Church Food Pantry on East Water Street in Galesburg is open the third Wednesday of every month from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. The only thing required is a photo ID. To see those days and times, visit the community events page at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast. Cloudy tonight, some flurries, overnight low of 23. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 34. Low of 23 again tomorrow night. The outlook for the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 35. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow with an overnight low of 23. Sunday, some sunshine and a high of 36. While Monday, sunny and 44. In downtown Galesburg, it's 30 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks winner here tonight, 65-40 was the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Galesburg now 17-4 on the season, and 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Sterling drops to 2-15, 0-7. In the Western Big Six Conference. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And coach, a little bit of a slow start here tonight, early on with a few turnovers, but you kind of got it rolling after a bit.
Yeah, I thought they came out with really nice intensity, Sterling did, and I think that no matter how you try to prep them, I think the girls look at the other team's record and you kind of think, well, it's going to be easy. But I thought what happened was at a certain point then we got to that level of intensity and we were able to maintain it for a longer period of time than Sterling was really wanting to.
You got some pressure on their guards and you really caused some havoc in the full court and half court, got a lot of steals out of it tonight.
Yeah, you know, and it's a funny game of the pressure, I think, really made a difference for us. And then there was a certain point where they made an adjustment and was kind of disappointed we weren't able to adjust on the fly and counter what they were doing and stuff, that we'll have to work on that some. But it was, it was a game where I thought against the zone our guards did a really nice job penetrating the seams and doing stuff. I thought, for whatever the reasons were, our posts were just all a step slow today, that we didn't defend their big kid as well as we should have. And, she had, I don't know if it was 13 or something like that. Yeah. And then we didn't rebound as well and stuff. So we'll, have to end up work on things of hopefully getting our posts to be they've done a great job for us down at Mattoon. They did, and all year they have. But tonight wasn't their good night.
Well, it was a nice night. Of course, you honored Kiara. She scored her 1,000th point in the first game down at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, then had a really big one for you. Now, I got in some foul trouble, obviously, but really had a nice game offensively, especially, and some steals as well.
Yeah, a very efficient offensive game, I thought, with things of and the difference of Kiara now versus Kiara at the beginning of the year, of when she missed some shots early, that she didn't quit looking for her three, and then she was able to make her threes. And, that's important. Early in the year, she would have just quit shooting threes, I think, in what she did. But you're right. I think, she's we need her on the floor. She's got to have a better understanding of when she has three fouls, how she can play aggressively defensively, and when she has four, how she can play. And she can still play good defense, but you're maybe not reaching in and trying to get the steal.
Yeah, you kind of sometimes see that twinkle where it's like, oh, be careful, you got three. And you see she thinks she can get that steal, and it's like, yeah, don't even try it now.
Yeah, that fourth foul, it was like her, you know, as soon as she went over there, Coach Biddle was, yelling, no, 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 and that still got it there.
All right, well, a good win tonight over Sterling, and now what, your 17th win on the season. More importantly, 5-2 in the conference. I know Geneseo had quite a battle with Moline, and Moline missed a three at the end that could have, what, tied it?
Was, yeah,
right?
It would have tied it.
And then you had Rocky was leading Quincy last we knew down there, and Alleman did Alleman get the win over UT? Was that the other way around?
No, UT got the win over Alleman.
So, yeah, just kind of that's just the way this conference season has gone.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle. And unfortunate thing for us is I wish we would have played Sterling at the beginning of the year, and now we were playing him now at this time, the second game of the year, because, you know, what always happens is, you know, everybody is practicing, and, you know, they Sterling kids in every sport right now, in my opinion, I think they have the best athletic culture in the Western Big Six. If you look sport to sport to sport, that they end up, their kids play with a lot of pride. And it's very similar to, you know, Alleman was that way 30 years ago, yeah, as far as every single sport, they just tooth and nail as far as fighting and stuff. So we'll have a battle when we go up to Sterling.
Rocky knocked off Quincy 50-48.
Okay, so Rocky.
So now there's a bunch of teams 4-3.
Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
us and Geneseo at 5-2.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So another non-conference game Saturday. You'll see Manuel again. I don't know if you've seen anything. Their record doesn't show. I don't know if they've improved at all since we saw them at the Thanksgiving tournament.
I'm sure they have. And there's some kids that didn't play when we played them this time. And so a different kind of game that, you know, I think they played as 2-3 zone, but, you know, very aggressive in what they did.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you Saturday.
Hey, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win it by a final of 65-40. We will come back and run down some postgame stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win here tonight, 65-40 is the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Galesburg now 17-4 on the season, 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. So, yeah, the Streaks and Geneseo now alone in first place. At this point, we'll have to go up there, second half, we've got Moline first. We'll have them here a week from tonight, right? And then we'll have Morton on that Saturday. And then the following, it'll be...
We're at Geneseo on the 19th.
Yeah. All right. So so we'll have Quincy coming up as well. That'll be here. We'll have Rocky here, Moline here, and we'll have to go to Geneseo to UT and to Sterling coming up in the Western Big Six Conference. All right. Our post-game final stats brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. Streaks led by Kiara Kilgore, 33 points before she fouled out. She had 5 3-pointers, 7 2s, 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 11 points for Alexis Ederson. She hit 3 3-pointers and a 2. 10 points for Capri Ferguson. She hit a 3, 3 2s and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. 7 points for Soraya Boyd. 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Kayla Pendergast on a 3 late in the game. 1 point for Addie McLaughlin on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks with 10 3-pointers in the game. Struggle from the line, though, just 7 of 15 from the free throw line for the Streaks tonight. For Sterling, they were led by their sophomore 6'2". Madison Austin, 14 points, 6 baskets, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 13 points for Olivia Melcher, 6 baskets, 1 for 3 from the line. 7 points for Olivia Turner, 2 baskets, 3 for 5 from the line. 2 points for, Ettinger, 2 for Kira Gibson, 2 for Amakwa as well on a basket. I didn't even get around to totaling up their free throws or shots made.
They were 6 of 12 from the stripe, right. So they didn't shoot it much better than we did.
And did they didn't hit a 3, did they?
Nope, they were over 6 from downtown.
All right.
24 turnovers for the Golden Warriors. Streaks only, I say only, probably too high of a number for Coach Massey, but turned the ball over 17 times. I'm sure Coach Massey would have loved to have a smaller number there.
It was much smaller in the second half, though, after the first half, the way we turned it over. So
actually, 9 turnovers in the first half, 8 in the second half.
Oh, was it? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we had more than that in the first. Okay.
And then 7 turnovers, but 7 of the turnovers were in the third quarter. So that was where the tough spot is. Streaks out-rebounded Sterling 39-38, including 19-13 in the offensive boards. Sterling was 17 of 43 from the field, 0 of 6, as I said, from downtown. Streaks were 24 of 64 from the field, 10 of 29 from downtown. So the Streaks shot pretty well. Stats in addition to points Tom told you about, Juniper Schwartzman didn't score, but she did have 4 rebounds and an assist. Addison Peck got a rebound and an assist. Soraya Boyd had 7 points, but also had 5 rebounds. Antonia Kistler had 9 rebounds, an assist, and a steal, even though she didn't score. Addie McLaughlin had a steal to go with her solo point. Alexis Ederson had an assist and a steal to go with her 11. Capri Ferguson had 3 assists, 3 steals, and 4 rebounds to go with her 10 points. Lily Clark had 2 rebounds and assist, even though she didn't score. And another big night for Kira. She fouled out, but she finishes, as Tom told you, with 33 points. But just as impressively, she had 10 rebounds, so another double-double. She had 6 steals and 5 assists.
Wow. That's a pretty impressive night.
Right.
Yeah, 33, 10, 6, and 5. Man.
Moved into top 10 in scoring for girls basketball here at Galesburg High
Half
School.
Half a season to go and another season.
Right.
That's pretty impressive. The only other two juniors that have done it are the top 2 on the list. That Sarah Larson is number 1 and Tiffany Sibley number 2. They're the 2 other players that surpassed 1,000 as a junior. So good night for Kira Kilgore. 65-40, the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Sterling Golden Warriors. We'll take our final timeout, come back. Our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We will do that next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks win at 65-40 is the final score over the Sterling Golden Warriors. Galesburg now 17-4 on the season, 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. Drilling drops 2-15. They're 0-7 in the Western Big Six Conference. Good things come for this team over the next couple of years. I mean, they'll still struggle this year. I'm right with Coach Massey on that. Man, you wish you would have caught them early in the year,
right?
And then this would have been the second game with them, because they're going to continue to improve, and we have to play them up there. Final regular season game, and they'll be ready. All right, our final order of business to name the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, she had a pretty good night overall. I mean, she's kind of really got us going early in the game from behind the arc, and did a little bit of everything tonight, and that's kind of what she does.
Yeah, we're going to go with Kara Kilgore as our Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game. We don't generally go with somebody that fouled out of the game, but the production she had while she was in there was amazing. 33 points, 10 rebounds, 6 steals, 5 assists, moves into the top 10 in scoring, gets honored for having her 1,000 points while playing for the program. All impressive marks, and you know, it's hard not to go with her the way she propelled the streaks in this one.
So 33 points, 10 rebounds, 6 steals, 5 assists.
She had over half the points this week.
Yeah, she did, absolutely. Yeah. So Kara Kilgore, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. All right, well, that is going to do it. The Galesburg High boys back at it here at John Thiel Gym tomorrow night. They will take on the Alleman Pioneers. Brad Benowitz and Jason Wessels will have that action for you, and that'll get underway about 6:40 for the pregame 7 o'clock tip. Eric and I will be back here on Saturday afternoon as the Streaks will take on the Manual Rams. Second time this season, Manual comes in. They've struggled. They don't have another game this week, I don't believe. They're coming out of their holiday tournament. I think ours is the first game of the week for them, and they've just got one win on the season.
Yeah, it's a tough program, I'll put it that way. They can't seem to get a whole lot of consistency over in that program, and it's one of those things. I mean, you definitely don't want to sleep on them, but you also want to come out and take care of business and put that one away early if you can.
All right. Well, that is going to do it here tonight. Final score, Galesburg defeats Sterling 65-40. Kara Kilgore, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Thanks to our studio. He keeps us on the air. Brian Prescott, he was there. He kept us going. Without him, we wouldn't be on the air.
Exactly.
So there is that. So, Brian, thank you. That's going to do it from John Thiel Gym. Streaks win at 65-40. Good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.